The Torah in Parsha Shmini tells us, Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem v'yiskadishtem v'hisem kedoshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us to sanctify ourselves and to be people of Kedusha. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, quotes Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Amri La B'masni Satana. So some say that it was taught in a Braisa, v'yiskadishtem elu mayim rishonim, v'yiskadishtem teaches us the requirement to wash our hands before consuming bread, v'yiyisem kedoshim elu mayim achronim. The phrase v'yiyisem kedoshim, that we should be sanctified and holy, teaches us the requirement of washing our hands after a meal. So in light of this pasuk and the drash on the Gemara and Brachos on Gimel Amid Beis, I would like to analyze the nature of the requirement of Mayim Achronim. We're going to focus our discussion today on three central questions. Number one, to try to tackle the nature of the requirement of Mayim Achronim. Number two, to assess the relationship between Mayim Achronim and Mayim Rishonim, washing before and washing afterwards. And how do the nature and scope of the requirement of Mayim Achronim inform our contemporary practice of Mayim Achronim. So let's begin with the nature of the requirement and a little bit of background to that discussion, which is that we know, as we just said, that the Gemara in Brachos and Gimel Amid Beis derives the requirement of Mayim Achronim from V'yiyisem Kedoshim. However, on the other hand, the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis quotes Rav Yehuda Berei de Rav Chia, who attributes Mayim Achronim to a very different concept. Rav Yehuda Berei de Rav Chia says that Mayim Achronim is a chova, it's an obligation, in order to prevent melach sedomis, a certain type of salt, from blinding a person. If one were to have this salt on one's hands and then touch his eyes, he could run the risk of blindness, and therefore Rav Yehuda Berei de Rav Chia says that the Chachamim enacted a chova in order to prevent a person from being harmed, that one should wash Mayim Achronim after a meal. And the Rosh and other Rishonim, they ask Kasha, they say that these two Gemaras seem inconsistent with one another. After all, on the one hand, the Gemara on Brachos implies that Mayim Achronim is a mitzvah to add Kedusha, that we wash our hands as a means of sanctifying ourselves. But the other Gemara on Chulin says that Mayim Achronim has nothing to do with Kedusha. What it has to do with is prevention of harm. So which one is it? These two Gemaras seem at odds with one another. The Rishonim, they resolve this apparent tension and friction between the two Gemaras in different ways. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis says that the primary source, or the Rosh, I'm sorry, in Brachos over there, says in one answer that the Gemara in Chulin that says that Mayim Achronim is a chova in order to prevent harm to the person, that's really the primary source for Mayim Achronim. The Gemara in Brachos Nun Gimel Amid Beis, which says that Mayim Achronim is to add Kedusha, that's just an Asmachta. And according to Tosfos, it's not even an asmachta gemura. It's not even a full-fledged asmachta. After all, from the other parts of the pasuk from Ki Kadosh, we learn out that one should anoint his hands with oil, and we don't find that everybody has that minhag, which implies that this is not a full-fledged din derabanan. It's a mere illusion and doesn't even rise to the level of a real din derabanan. That's the opinion of Tosos. However, the Rosh brings another opinion that says that no, both Gemaras are true. The Gemara in Brachos Nun Gimel Amid Beis tells us that there's a mitzvah to sanctify our hands. The Gemara in Chulin Kuf Hei Amid Beis adds that there's an obligation to prevent the harm of Melach Sedomis. So basically, it's a two-tiered Gemara. One says that there's a mitzvah to sanctify. Another one says that this transcends just a mitzvah. It's actually an obligation because of the potential of harm. And lastly, Rav Haigon says that there's another distinction between the Gemaras, that the Gemara in Brachos is talking about the person who's leading the benching, the person who's saying the words of the benching. Since he's saying a bracha, he needs to sanctify his hands in advance of making the bracha. However, the Gemara in Chulin pertains not only to the person who benches, but to all of the people who ate the meal, even if they're not saying the words of the bracha, and therefore would not have to wash their hands in order to sanctify. However, they do need to wash in order to prevent the harm of the melach sedomis. So what emerges is that according to Tosfos, really, all of the din of Mayim Achronim is just about the melach sedomis. The din of Kedusha is just, it's an asmachta. It's not even a full-fledged din derabanan. It's not an asmachta gemura. However, according to one opinion in the Rosh, and according to Rav Haigon, there are actually two dinim in Mayim Achronim. One is to add kedusha. The other is to prevent the harm of the melach sedomis. According to Rav Haigon, those todinim befall two different people, whereas according to the Rosh, they apply to everybody. They're just different tiers of a hierarchy. What are the nafkamina between these two different dinim, if there, in fact, there are two dinim tamayim achronim? So Tosos in Chulin, in Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, so they point out that, so if Mayim Achronim is for Kedusha, it would have the status of a mitzvah. However, it would not reach the status of Chova. Chova is a higher status than mitzvah, in that the Gemara in Eirvin Yud Zayin says that one would have to wash Mayim Achronim even during a time of a war, if it's a chova, namely to prevent harm. However, if it's a mitzvah, one would not be obligated to do it during time of war. Also, when does one have to wash the mayim achronim? So Rav Haigon points out, according to Rav Haigon's approach, if it's for kedusha, then it has to be done before the bracha. If it's to prevent harm, it can be done even after the bracha of Birkas Hamazon. And also, do you make a bracha on washing mayim achronim? If it's for kedusha, then it could justify a bracha, just like you say a bracha on mayim rishonim. However, if it's to prevent harm, it's to remove something bad, then certainly a bracha would not be said. What are the positions of the rishonim and whether a bracha is said? So the Gaonim brought in the Shita Mekubetzes and in the Rav Yah in Elef Kuftes. So they say that the bracha of Al Rechitzas Yodayim is said on Mayim Achronim. The Ravid says that a bracha is said if one's hands are filthy. However, Rabbeinu Yonah says that no, a bracha is not said on Mayim Achronim. And that's because we don't sanctify, the din of sanctification is not a full-fledged halacha, just like we don't use oil. Or as the Rambam explains, because mayim achronim is only to prevent harm. So according to the Rambam, there's no need to make a bracha because it's just the removal of an impediment of something that could cause damage. So that is Ad Kan for the first discussion of the nature of Mayim Achronim. What about the relationship between Mayim Achronim and Mayim Rishonim? So this is another question, which is, once we have an institution of Mayim Achronim, do we look at it as a formal netila, as a formal requirement to wash, just like Mayim Rishonim is? Or do we say that, no, Mayim Achronim is result-oriented? Just means get rid of the potential harm. I don't really care how you do it. The process is not important. There's no formal halacha. Rather, the result is all that we care about. So there are going to be many nafkamina over here. So for example, do you require a kli? Do you have to do this with a vessel and with koach gavra, with human force? So Rav Soloveitchik and the Rishimos HaGred Brachos Nun Gimel Amid Beis says that if you hold that Mayim Achronim is a din of Kedusha, so then yes, just like you require it for Mayim Rishonim. However, the Ritva and Chulin Kuf Hei, as well as the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Pei Aleph, Simin Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, say that no, Mayim Achronim does not require a kli because it's not a formal din of netila. That could be either because the only reason for Mayim Achronim is to get rid of the harm, or it could be that even if there's a mitzvah of kedusha, Chazal did not institute it as a formal requirement of netila, just like they did for Mayim Rishonim. Another nafkamina would be, do you need revius? So the Gra says that a revius is necessary for Mayim Achronim. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that a revius is not necessary. Do you have to dry your hands? So the Rash says that drying is not required because, after all, the washing is just to remove the filth. The Rambam says that no, drying would be required, and that's presumably because, according to the Rambam, drying is part of the process of washing. And perhaps the Rambam holds that although the washing of Mayim Achronim is only to get rid of the harm, nonetheless, Chazal instituted that as a full-fledged netila, and since there's a din of washing, part of the washing is drying. Halacha l'maisa, me'ikar adin, it's not required to dry, but l'chatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should dry. And what about the minhag bizman hazeh? So Tosos points out that since melach sedomis is not common anymore, so there's no requirement for people who eat to wash mayim achronim. But what about the person who says the bracha? Why doesn't he wash mayim achronim nowadays? So the Rosh explains that the reason why he doesn't wash is because nowadays we're not careful with those requirements of the Pasuk, just like we don't anoint our hands with oil, so too we don't wash Mayim Achronim. Or it could be because our hands are not considered filthy. So therefore, there's no halacha of Kedusha, of sanctifying, because what are you sanctifying? You're not washing anything off. So you're not really doing anything by washing the hands, since they are not considered filthy. So that that pertains to the minhag bizman hazeh. That relates really more to to our first question, which is, is Mayim Achronim a din in Kedusha or a din in Melach Sedomis? If it's Melach Sedomis, we'll explain that we don't do it nowadays because we don't have Melach Sedomis anymore. If it's a din in Kedusha, we'll explain that we don't do it nowadays because our hands are not considered filthy. So the halacha lemaisa, what do we say over here? Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Yud cites the opinion of Tosfos and the Rosh that there's no longer a practice of Mayim Achronim, and the Mishnah Berurah cites the explanations. However, if one does wash his hands after every meal because he considers his hands filthy, so the Shulchan Aruch says that that person would have to wash Mayim Achronim. Some are of the opinion that Mayim Achronim does still apply. That could be perhaps because the halacha of Vihisem Kedoshim, of Kedusha, still applies. The Gra says that there's still a concern for Melach Sedomis because that concern would apply to other salts. And the Magen Avraham, the Meir Shal, Berka Yosef say that Alpi Kabbalah, one should wash Mayim Achronim, even though the reasons in the strict halacha would not apply bisman hazeh. What is this connection between washing and sanctification? Why does the Gemara assume that from the words vihisem kedoshim that that implies that we should wash our hands? So the truth is that we have much evidence that our shulchan is compared to the mizbeach, to approaching the altar. We know that we put salt on the table because there was always salt together with korbanos. That's the Ramah and Kuf Samach Zayin. We cover a knife when saying Birkas Hamazon because the Mizbeach could not be hewn, the stones could not be cut. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei. There are other examples of this as well. Commonly, you know, we try not to sit on a table, the poskim write, because we treat it with Kedusha. We say Divrei Torah at the table because the table is compared to eating from the Mizbeach. That's the Mishnah Avos, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel. So we compare the table and our act of eating to something that is a Kadosh. Like it's as if we're eating from the Mizbeach. And if that's the case, we can explain that we wash our hands both before and after in order to show that what we did was an act of Kedusha. And I saw that the Netziv in his Agada, in Imre Shefer, explains that that's actually the reason why we break up the Halel on Leil HaSeder with the meal of Shulchan Orech we have in between the different parts of Halel. And he says because that's what the Halel is saying. The Halel is praising and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having taken us out of Mitzrayim and elevated us such that even our physical actions of eating, which comes in between the different prakim of Halel, can also attain a level of Kedusha if we direct and channel that eating towards our Avodas Hashem and all of our physical activity towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that may be the idea of why netila, why washing our hands, specifically around the context of a meal, has an element of Kiddush. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.